Yud Beis Teves, Tuesday the 10th of January, Rabbi Michoel Jablinovitz, Birchas Hamozon, Feasting and Forgetting.
Okay, thank you, it's nice to be back here. I want to learn the sugya in the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Memtes, which describes the situations where a person forgets special additions that he needs to make on special days, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, etc. So the Gemara there begins with this statement: Yasser Rabbi Zera, Chari the Rav Gidlo, Yasser Rabbi Gidlo, Kamid Rav Huna, Yasser Bika Amar. Gidlo made the following statement: Ta below his kill shil Shabbos. What happens if someone is benching on Shabbos and they forgot to say Ritzei Vachli Tzeinu? Says the Gemara: Oimer Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos Libnucho Liyamo Yisrael Biyabo Liyosu Lebris Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. So there's a special brocha that we say that begins with Baruch and ends with and has a chasima as well. Discussion: Why does it begin with what's the kasha? Why does it begin with Baruch? It's a bracha hasmucha lechaversa. We just said Bonei Barachim Av Yishalayim, Amen, and now we're saying another bracha. So lechori shouldn't start with a Baruch. But the answer obviously is it's not part of the Seder of Brachos. It's a bracha unto itself, which is inserted in specific situations. Therefore, begins with a Baruch. Omer Leiman Amro Rav. So you see, Rav Gidlo said this in the name of Rav. Then he said another halacha: Tovelo hisker shel yomtiv. What happens if you don't mention yomtiv? You forgot to say yalev yavo when you were benching on yomtiv. Omer baruch shenasan yomim toivim leamo Yisrael lesimcha ulesikaron. We'll talk more about this later. Mitzvah Hashem. Baruch mekadesh Yisrael veyazmani. Omer leiman amar Rav. He said the name of Rav. Then he gave a third example. Third situation, where we're talking about Rosh Chodesh. What happens if you forget Yalav Yavo, you're benching on Rosh Chodesh. Tovelo Yizker Shal Rosh Chodesh. Omer Baruch Shenosan Roshei Chodoshim Liamo Yisrael Ezikaro. That's all he said. Then he said he had three sveikos. V'lo Yadano Yomer Bar Simcha Ilo Omar Bar Simcha. He says, I don't know if you mention Simcha by Rosh Chodesh or you don't mention Simcha by Rosh Chodesh. What are the tzedodim? What did the Stadim to yes mention Simcha, not mention Simcha? So the Tosfos HaRosh brings down. There's no Chiyuv Suda on Rosh Chodesh, as we're going to see later on, is important halach l'maisa. So therefore, there shouldn't be a Simcha. Mitzad Sheini, Tosfos HaRosh brings a pasuk: V'yoyim Simchaschem, uv'moadeichem v'roshei chodsheichem. Even though that pasuk is usually there's a famous sifri, v'yom simchaschem. What does the sifri say? Elo hashabbosos. This is like one of the there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, right? Everybody knows there's a mitzvah of simcha on Yontif. There's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. It's about unique Shabbos. No mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. One of the illustrations, expressions of that is Yontif, of course, is Dei Havelos. Right, Shabbos is not Doi Chavel. There's no Simcha, no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. One of the Mekoiris for Simcha is the Sifri of Yom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos. But Tosfos HaRosh brings that since there's Yom Simchaschem over Rosh Eichad Sheichem, that L'chore there could be a din of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Also the Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So therefore he wasn't sure if you mentioned Simcha in this bracha, special bracha that you would insert on Rosh Chodesh if you forgot Yalav Yov on Rosh Chodesh. Ichosim boy, lo ichosim boy. He also had a suffix whether there's a chasim over here. This is a short bracha. He didn't mention the chasim. He wasn't sure. And also, ididei idirabe, whether Rav Gidlo said his name, name of Rav. Okay, fine. Now, then, I'm going to go in order. Then the Gemara brings a case where Gidlo bar Minyumi was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and Torah Nachman, Rav Nachman made a mistake. He forgot, let's say he forgot Yalav Yovel, whatever he forgot, the Hador L'Reisha, and he went back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. Amalei, my time of in Marhocha, we just learned there's a halacha that you say special bracha. Why'd you go back to the beginning for? Just say the bracha. Right? So the Gemara answers, what does the Gemara answer? That there's a difference. That when is this bracha meant to be said? When you didn't start Birchas HaTovah Meitiv. But I, Rav Nachman says, already started Birchas HaTovah Meitiv. Since I already started Birchas HaTovah Meitiv, therefore I went back to the beginning. Okay? Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Avide Barabin Amar Avamra Maran Nachman Shmuel Tovelo Hiskia Sharaj Chodesh Bitfilo Machzirnosa Bibirchos Amozer Neim Machzirnosa. Now we know that there's a din, you go back to the beginning. The Gemara makes a chiluk on Rosh Chodesh between Shmoyin Esrei and between Birchas HaMazon. Says the Gemara, if you make a mistake and forget Yalev Yovo on Rosh Chodesh, you go back to the beginning. Of course, we're not talking about Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv has a special din by itself, where you don't go back. Ein Mekachin Tzachodesh Balayla. Therefore, by Ma'ariv, you don't repeat Shmoyin Esrei. Yeah, Yalev Yovo, but the other tefillahs you do. Shachris, Vintah, if you get Yalev Yovo on Rosh Chodesh, you go back. Right, but tefillah machzir noso, birchas amazon ain't machzir noso. Omle ravavin leravar, maishna tefillah, maishna birchas amazon. What's the difference? The Gemara answers, tefillah de chayvehi machzir noso. Tefillah is obligatory. You have to daven on Rosh Chodesh. And the davening of Rosh Chodesh includes Yalev Yovo. You left out Yalev Yovo, you didn't daven, you have to go back and daven again. Birchas HaMazon, the boy ochil, the boy lo ochil, ein machzir noisay. Birchas HaMazon, why don't you go back? You don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Because as Tosfos points out, we don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. But what the Gemara is talking about, pas. What the Gemara is talking about is seudo. The Gemara is talking about bread. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, since there's no chi of seudo on Rosh Chodesh, there's no chi of to say Birchas HaMazon with Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, my Birchas HaMazon without Yalev Yovo is b'diavad good enough. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ela me'ata shabasos v'yavim toivin d'lo sogi d'lo ochel ochinam d'toy hodar. Says the Gemara, so Shabbos in Yontif, where you have to have a Suda, will come out according to your logic and your reasoning, that you should have to go back on Shabbos and Yontif if you forget Yalev Yovo. Omar Le'in, where does it say? Einachinam. Okay, so since on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're chayav in a suda, therefore if you get retzei Yalev Yovo on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to go back. Okay, ad kan divrei Gemara. Now let's try to get into it. See different Rishonim, see some inyanim that come up. So first of all, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, which contradicts our Gemara right here. Right, famous Gemara in Sukkah. Warren Sukkah is on the Mishnah in Sukkah, on Chav Zayin. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim. How many Seudas do I have to eat on Sukkahs, right? How many Seudas do I have to eat on Sukkahs? Says Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Arba esrei Seudas chayvodam lechol besukkah. You have to eat 14 Seudas in the Sukkah. 7 days of Sukkahs. Achas b'yom v'achas v'layla. One at night, and one during the day, one at night. 2 times 7 is 14. Chomim orim ein ledover kitzva, chutz v'leyle yontov rishon shel chag bilvad. There's no fixed amount. The only time you have to eat in the Sukkah is the first night of Sukkahs. Okay?
Shabbos.
What? Shabbos. 1 second. Says the Gemara, what's the reasoning? And they both, interestingly enough, seem to bring the reasoning from the same concept, right? The Torah says, Basukos teishvu, you dwell in the sukkah 7 days, and the Gemara says, teishvu ke'ein taduru. Sukkah is supposed to be that my sukkah takes the place of my house. And the way I dwell in my house, that's the way I dwell in my sukkah. So, says Rabbi Lazar, what do you do in your house on a regular day? Typically people have 2 sudas a day, one at night, one during the day. So that's why in Sukkot you have 2 sudas a day, 2 times 7 is 14. Chachamim say, faker, adarabba. Kedira, what? Ma diro iboy ochil, iboy lo ochil. Absukanami iboy ochil, iboy lo ochil. Right? Now, if you want, you eat. If you want, you don't eat. Right? That's what the Chachamim say. Absukanami boy achil, boy lo achil. So why are you obligating us, Chachamim, to eat the first night in the Sukkah? You just said it's the way you, just like how you live in your house. If you don't feel like eating, no one forces you to eat. Why do you have to eat? So the Gemara brings the famous Zereshah. Chamisha Sar. The 15th, says the 15th by Pesach, 15th of Nisan. And of course, Sukkot is also the 15th of Tishrei. 15th of Nisan. Hakasev Kavo Chayvo, like the Gemara says. The Torah obligated us, without going into all the drushes, you are not obligated to have a Suda throughout Pesach. You're not obligated to eat matzah throughout Pesach, except for the first night. Of course, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you don't have to eat matzah. First night, Hakasev Kavo Chayvo. So the Gemara learns it's Gzeirah Shavah, just like the first night of Pesach, you have to eat Kezayis in the Kezayis Matzah. So do the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat Kezayis. Maybe the shear is larger. We're not going to discuss that. We'll just say you have to eat Kezayis the first night in the Sukkot. Okay. Everybody asks. This Gemara contradicts our Gemara in Brochas. This Gemara says on Sukkot. Iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel. Throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, except for the first night of Sukkot, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. Our Gemara in Brochas told us, Shabbos and Yontif, everybody is chayiv to have a Suda. And it's for that reason that you're chayiv to have a Suda, that if you forget, we'd say, Yalla v'yavo, on Shabbos and Yontif, you have to go back and repeat the benching. What's the answer? So there's a Tosfos in Sukkah that says one way, and Tosfos in Brochas, there are other Rishonim also. But there are two main approaches. First is a Tosfos in Sukkah that says an incredible Chiddush. Says a Tosfos in Sukkah, when the Gemara says that you go back for forgetting Yalev Yavo, it's only the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach. That's it. The only time you're chayiv to have a Suda on the... I don't know how we learn Shabbos is Yom Tovim. That I don't have an answer. Gemara says Shabbos is Yom Tovim. And, as was correctly pointed out, there's always going to be a Shabbos on Sukkot. And it says, Iboy lo ochel means even Shabbos lechayis. Oh, wait. That's Tosfos and Brochos. So here Tosfos says, Amamish, an incredible Chiddush. Incredible Chiddush. It's only talking about the first night of Sukkot. And a chinami. If you forget Yalev Yavo in the first day of Sukkot in the Sukkot, if you get Yalev Yavo first day of Sukkot in the Sukkot, you're eating. You don't go back according to this Tosfos. Not la halacha. That's how Tosfos comes out of it. Says Tosfos and Brachos, as was mentioned just now. Says Tosfos and Brachos. When the Gemara says in Sukkah you don't have to eat during Sukkot, it's Mivchinas Chiyuv Sukkah you don't have to eat. But Al Yontif you have to eat. Right? Turns my obligation on Yontif, I have to eat. But in terms of my obligation, there's no obligation to sit in the Sukkah, to eat in the Sukkah, except for the first night. Aye, what's the difference? Or it's the same thing. See, it's not the same thing. There could be a difference, right? Tosfos Rebrocha says, gives an example, right? Bring the name Rabbeinu Tosas, Rabbeinu Yehuda. Right? What happens in the case is that it rained. Okay, what happens if it's raining? So in raining, you're putter from the sukkah, so you eat inside your house. Oh, I ate inside my house. I was chayav the obligation of eating on Yontif, but I didn't eat in the sukkah. Right? So they have to go back outside if it stops raining. So it's very simple. On the first night of Sukkot, yes, there's an obligation to eat in the Sukkah. So you say, but I had a Suda. Good, you had Suda's Yontif. Milchina's Yontif you ate. Milchina's Sukkah you didn't do. You didn't eat in the Sukkah. So you have to wait and go back out into the Sukkah. Okay? Masha'in came, if it was during the day, and you came home from Shul, time to make Kiddush, and it's pouring rain, and you ate inside the house, right? There's no obligation eating the sukkah. I have an obligation of eating on Yontif, like the Gemara says. You have to eat. I ate. I don't have to go back into the sukkah. Okay? That's how Tosfos answers up what seems to be the contradiction between the Gemara and Brochah and the Gemara sukkah. Everybody understand? There are also nafkaminas. Anybody want to tell me what's another nafkamina? There's a nafkamina, it's a shear. I have to eat a kezayis in my suda. What's the shear of sukkah? What's the shear of sukkah? Shear of sukkah is yosei mikabetza. In other words, if I eat less than a kebetza of if I eat a kebetza of pas or less, I'm not chayv to eat in the sukkah. So if I could eat a kazaisa, I had a kazaisa bread, and I had a suda, ate it in my house, I had a suda syantif.
Why are they different?
Why are they different?
The
kazayas is a shear of eating, of achila, right? The chiyuv of sukkah is not a chiyuv of achila per se. It's a chiyuv of what's it called, teshva, right? Of kvias. That's why it could be. I mentioned. I don't want to get into it now because there's a lot more I want to discuss. But that's why the first night, according to most Rishonim, you only have to eat a kazayas. Like a different chiyuv, right? You only have to decide. It's a chiyuv of, because we learn gzeirah shavah from matzah. What's matzah? Matzah chiyuv of achila. So since it's learned from matzah, the first time I only have to eat a kazayas. Perhaps other sheet that says no. Memela, since I'm doing it in the sukkah, the halachas of sukkah take over, and then I have to eat yosef mikabeza. Those are other rishonim. We usually be machmir to be yotzei kol day, so we eat yosef mikabeza. Different chiyuv. Okay, so that's how we resolve that. Now I want to go back. Okay, so how does it come out? So it comes out, Shabbos and Yontif, you have to go back if you forget Yalav, Yavo, or Risa. Okay? If you forget, you go back to the beginning, we said. Hadol Reisha, you go back to the beginning. Why do you go back to the beginning? It says Rashi, well, first of all, what does it mean you go back to the beginning? That's number one. What does it mean you go back to the beginning? It says Rashi, L'tchilas birchas amrazon. You go back to the beginning of benching. Right? So again, everybody have the case? It's Shabbos. You already started the Atova Meitiv, the last bracha. I remember I didn't say Ritzei. I go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. Kidamrinon gabi Tfila. So Rashi makes a comparison between Birchas Hamazon and Tfila, Shmon Esrei. What's the halacha? Okar esraglov choizer l'rosh. So it is a din when you step back, okay? You forgot to say Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh Shachris, you step back from your Shmona Esrei, you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Right? Hasam Hudi'ika, Akiras Raglaim. Over there, we have something called Akiras Raglaim. There's a concept of my feet are together, I'm involved in tefillah, I'm involved in davening. I step back, oh, I finish davening. Okay, so then I go back to the beginning. What about Birchas Hamazon? What's the tzushta? What's the comparison to Birchas Hamazon? Says Rashi, for a number that we showed him, very problematic, a chiddush, finishing Birchas Hamazon is called Akiras Raglai. Now, when we say finishing Birchas Hamazon, we mean the three brachos d'araisa, right? That's why we say Amen at the end. We always say Amen. The Sfarim say it whenever there's a whole series of brachos. We just do it, right? Borei Ram Shalom Amen, I finished the three brachas d'oraisa, right? Siyum ha-brach, hu ka'akiras raglai. Okay?
Why do we say getting up from the suda? You make it from that. Like it's a physical, at the end of the semester, there should be a physical act at the end of the, you get up from the suda.
Because we don't do that.
And then you're sitting there.
We don't do that. Can you speak? I'm sitting down, I finished benching.
Of course.
There's nothing like Akiras Raglaim except Siyama Bracha. That's Rashi. Rashi's looking for some comparison to Akiras Raglaim. So he says Siyama Bracha. Now, there are two basic kashas that the Rishonim have on Rashi. Number one, Shmon Esrei, how does it work, Shmon Esrei? Shmon Esrei finishes with Amborechas Amo Yisrael Vashalom. That's the end of Shmon Esrei, right? The Sfarim say Amen, right? The Sfarim say Amen, right? We say B'nei Rosh Hashanah Amen, then Amen. Ah, so it is, we say Tachanunim, Elokai Netzor L'Shonim Eira, right? We say Tachanunim. You remember in the middle of Tachanunim, so since you didn't step back, you don't have to go back to the beginning of all the Shmones, right? You just go back to Ritzei. Why is it benching? The fourth bracha any worse than that? I'm still benching. I'm sitting at the table, I'm benching. Mehechadesi, that the fourth bracha, since I finished the main three brachas, is called Akiras Raglai. Mapitov, this is the Ravid's Kash on the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds like Rashi, right? Why is it any worse than Tachanunim? I'm still benching, just like I'm still in Shmon Esrei. Even though I finished the Iker Shmon Esrei. So here too, I finished the Iker benching, but I'm still benching. It's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Rashba asks his kasha. Kasha number two is, what happens, let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. What happens if you finished Bonei Barachim Rabbi Shlaim Amein, and you didn't start Hatova Meitiv? What do? You say, this is a special bracha. But if finishing the bracha is Akir Mitzrayim Lahim, you should go back to the beginning. It should be too late. What's this? You finished the bracha, but you didn't start the next bracha. Therefore, in all cases, you should go back to the beginning. You shouldn't have this option of inserting. That's the Rashba's kasha. So these are the two difficulties that they have in Rashi. As a result, as I said, the Ravid asks in a Rambam who holds like Rashi. The Ravid says, Choyze l'rosh hadu l'resha, the exact kasha of the Gemara, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Rachendo. That's what the Ravid says. That's how the Ravid paskins. That's how he says Pshat the Gemara. That's how he says Pshat the Gemara. You understand? You're still benching. It's no worse than Tachanunim. Just like if you're a member in the middle of a Lukainit Tzor, you didn't say Yalav Yavo, you go back to Ritzei. You don't go back to all the way to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Here too, I'm in the middle of Birchos HaTov HaMeitiv. I go back to the bracha where I left out, which is Rachendo. Okay, that's the Ravid's Teretz. The Ravid holds that way. Who else holds that way? Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, Major Rishon, but hold, not like Rashi, Hadar Rashi doesn't mean the beginning of Birchos. It doesn't mean to go back to the beginning of the bracha, you made the mistake. The Rosh, as it doesn't have a problem with the Ravid's Kasha, which is, why is Hatova Meitiv any worse than Tachanunim? He says, maybe it's not. But the Rosh says, a big chiddush, he says, you can't go back to Rachendo. Why can't you go back to Rachendo? It says, the Rosh, all three brachas of Birchas HaMazon, the Ikra brachas, the Arayis, the Birchas, it's one unit. One unit. And just like everybody knows the halacha, right? What's the halacha? Let's say you make a mistake in the first three brachas, right? You always go back to the beginning. You know, you can't go back in the middle of the first of the first three brachas, right? If you forgot to say Melech HaKadosh, what's halacha? You have to say Melech HaKadosh during a service of Meshuva. You don't go back to Otto Kadosh. You go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Here too, Hogel Reisha agrees with Rashi's pshat, but not for Rashi's reasoning. He agrees, Hodol Reisha means to go back to Birchas HaMazon, not like the Ravid. The reason you always go back to the beginning is because the three brachas are one unit. Okay? The time is getting a little bit short, so I don't want to go into trying to answer up for Rashi now. Okay? So that's the kashas that they ask on Rashi. What's the answer for Rashi? The answer, the Prima Godim says Pshan the Rashi. Here, why is it? So the question is, why is it that Tova Meitiv Taka, according to Rashi, is Akiras Raglayim? And maybe it will add, like I said, the other kasha is, why is it really become Akiras Raglayim only when, not only Sima Bracha, when I start the next Bracha? So first of all, the point has to be made that it's not like Tefillah. Because Tefillah, there are two, as the Lashon he uses, is Tarte Letivusa. There are two things to suggest that I'm still davening. One thing is I'm still davening, right? I'm saying I'm still davening. And number two, I haven't stepped back. My feet are still together. In other words, I have more things by tefillah which indicate that I'm still in the middle of davening. There's nothing which indicates that I'm still benching. And therefore, once I finish the last bracha, I go back to the beginning. It's like an Akiras. I go back to the beginning. In other words, I don't have the two things being mechazek the fact that I'm still davening, that I'm still involved in the mitzvah that I'm meant to be involved in. Right? By tefillah again, I'm davening and my feet are together. Because I'm Muslim, I'm benching, but I don't have anything else. You wanted to suggest I'm sitting, I'm eating, but there's no concept like that in halacha. Therefore, since I have those two things, I can still go back to where I made the mistake. Masha'en came by Birchas HaMazon. I don't have that. Therefore, says Rashi, once I finish the bracha, it's Akiras Raglai. Aye. Right? And further, they point down, the Ra'ov points this out, We say, Bone, Barachamov, Yushalayim, Amen. They say, Amen ends it. That's it. I'm finished. The fact that I dafka end off the first three brachas, not just there are three brachas and there's a fourth. The fact that especially the Minig Ashkenaz, which is we never do that. This is the only example where we say Amen to our own bracha to indicate it's the end of a series of brachas, gives it a certain finality to it. And that's why Hatova Meitiv is considered to be an Akiras Raglaim. I went about the other kasha, but I didn't start right. So you see that that's how they answer it up. You see that it's not just the Amen, but the fact that I said Amen and I started the next bracha, I need the combination of the two shows a real Hesei Hadas. Once I said Amen, I completed the first few brachas, but I don't have a Hesei Hadas yet. I didn't start the next bracha, so therefore there's a din that I insert these other brachas in the interim. But if I have both, not only did I say Amen, but I already started on, I'm finished, I indicate I'm totally finished with the first few brachas, I'm now with the Rabbanon, the fourth bracha, Tov HaMeitiv, then I go back. But till that point, I can still say that additional bracha. What's the shir, by the way, of Pasach Batov HaMeitiv? What do you have to begin with? What do you have to begin with? What do you think the answer is? Shame. So there's a Chai Odom that says like this. If you say Baruch Atem, how does it say? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hakel. Once you start that, Hakel Avinu, right? Once you say Hakel, it's too late. But he says, until you say Melech Haolam, what do you do? And then you remember, Gevalt, I forgot, what do you do? You just finished up the bracha, Shenosan Shabbosos Lemnucha. Right? That's a Chayyadam. Mishabur brings a Chayyadam, and he asks the Gevalt, the Gakasha. What's the Svara that once I start Atova Meitiv, I have to go back to the beginning? You may see Achdas. So once I started the bracha, that's it. L'choyrach, I said Baruch should be enough. Have it? You hear the kash on it? One, this I say Chada. Adarava. When I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, I thought I was saying Atov HaMeitiv. Now that I remembered before, I'm turning it into Shenosan Shabbosos Lemnucha. L'chayre, it's a Hesech Hadas. Once I begin the bracha, but l'halacha l'maisa, it's brought down. That's what we do. We're knowing like the Chai Adam, that as long as you didn't say the word Hakel and you're still saying a nusach of a regular bracha, you could switch it to Shenosan Shabbosos Lemnucha. Okay. Halacha l'maisa. What's an afkamina between the Rosh and between Rashi and the Rosh? We have a big problem too. So, like the Ravid and like the Rashba, they go back to the previous bracha, Rachem. No, we don't hold. Halacha l'maisa, we hold like Rashi, you go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. But there's a big nafkamina if it's like Rashi or the Rosh. Rashi says you go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon because I finished benching. It's Akiras Raglaim already. See my bracha. The Rosh says I go back to the beginning because all three brachas are one unit. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? I'll give you a nafkamina. Let's say you're benching and you're saying no delicha, for example. So the Gemara tells us, if I leave out bris and Torah, you're not yotze, right? If you leave those two parts out, you're not yotze birchas hamazon. You're not yotze birchas hamazon. Okay? So what happens if you finish the bracha, you realize, wow, I didn't say bris and Torah. Where do you go back to? According to Rashi, go back to Nodelecha. I'm still in the middle of benching. I didn't finish benching. I didn't start. You understand the case? You understand the case? I finished the second bracha and start the third bracha. What's it there in the middle of the third? Doesn't make a difference. I'm still benching. I remember I didn't say bris and Torah. I go back to Nodelecha. According to the Rosh, you go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. It's like forgetting a Melech HaKadosh on a Seres Yimei Tshuva. The three brachas of Birchas HaMazon are one unit. You can never go back and start again from the middle. That's a big nafkamina, la halacha. Bir halacha leaves it tzarechi yam gadol. But the Magen Avraham brings passages like the Rosh. But you see that the Mishnah Berurah has great difficulty passing and saying la halacha that all three are one unit. He leaves it tzarechi yam gadol. Okay, that's a big nafkamina, la halacha. When I add, can I go over another minute or two? Just a minute or two. Yeah, I'm finishing. Rosh Hashanah. What's halacha by Rosh Hashanah? What happens? What's halacha by Rosh Hashanah? So there are two questions by Rosh Hashanah. First of all, There are two halachas over here. Right? There's the halacha of you didn't start your chatoma meitiv. You have a bracha you say in the middle, and there's a din of going back if you started already at tova meitiv. That's only a chayv in nesuda. A chayv in nesuda on Rosh Hashanah. You're chayv in nesuda on Rosh Hashanah. You're not chayv in nesuda. Oh, you're allowed to fast. You're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if you forget the Yalav Yavon Rosh Hashanah, you don't go back to the beginning, right? The Mishnah Berurah points out that fasting on Rosh Hashanah is only during the day. You don't begin Rosh Hashanah and say, oh, I'm fasting like Kilu Yom Kippur. At night, everybody agrees that you have to eat. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shleimah that if somebody at night of Rosh Hashanah forgets to say Yalev Yavo, he goes back to the beginning because Kuleyama lo pligi, that at night you're not allowed to fast and you're chayiv to eat. Okay? The Nusach of the Bracha Bar Yontif said, the way we have it in the Gemara, Simcha v'zikaron. Simcha v'zikaron. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon is medayik from here. What's zikaron? Rosh Hashanah. He says, you see from here, Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif. It's included in the bracha for regular yontif. You say simcha v'zikaron, and you see it's a whole discussion whether there's a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. We just discussed fasting, right? You're allowed to fast. That's only during the day. The different sources, tikkun b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is called the chag. And it's brought down la'alocha. There is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gaon Mamre says, simcha v'zikaron applies to Rosh Hashanah as well. La'alocha, we don't hold that way. We don't say simcha v'sason on Rosh Hashanah. The Gaon holds, you say v'hasienu, like we say on Yantar from Rosh Hashanah. We don't hold that way as well. Because it is a special brocha that we do insert for Rosh Hashanah in the case where a person remembers, he didn't say Ya'ala v'yavo, after he finished the brachas, three brachas, didn't start the fourth bracha. And that bracha, the makos, but there's a siyum ha-bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah, Pansel HaLoch, and the Sharif Siyin, there is a siyum ha-bracha on Rosh Hashanah as well.